Welcome into another edition of See What's On, and it's spring, so it's not surprisingly you'd start to think about farming, and no surprise, we have a farmer on the show today, Farmer Kev, as he's affectionately known. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Real name Kevin Lovett, and but everybody knows you as Farmer Kev, so we might not take away that branding at all, right?
Right, yeah.
But we're talking about Farmer Kev's organic farming, and you're now located in West Gardner, huh?
That's right. Yeah, we moved out there about 3 years ago now.
So. And you're farming up about 20 acres of land, all organic.
Yep, all certified.
And people should start thinking about getting into a share program. Why?
Right. Farm shares are kind of the newest way for people to connect with local farms, and obviously we're one of those. And it's a way for us to direct market to people easily. For us, it's more convenient than farmers markets, and it's also more convenient, you know, for the customer too than farmers markets. And it's a good way to support local, and it's also a good way to get, you know, local products, you know, more affordable than if, you know, there was a middleman between us. So it's just a good direct marketing.
Unlike the, you know, my experience with farmers markets, and I think we've had this conversation before, but the problem with farmers markets for me is you have to always try to figure out when they're open,
right,
where they're located, because they're always moving around.
Right.
I like farmers markets, don't get me wrong, but you provide a lot of options. You even deliver right to somebody's door.
Right, exactly. We used to do farmers markets, as you know, and we just found it a lot more streamlined, a lot more easier and convenient for us and the consumer. You know, if we just know ahead, you know, that you're going to want produce every week, and then we, you know, fill a box of what you need, what you like, and then we bring it right to you. So
Farmer, let's take it back a little bit. When I first met you, you were doing about an acre. I think I met you in the basement of your parents' home. You're in college still. You know, I can't imagine what my parents would have done if I came home and took over their entire basement, as you did.
Yeah.
You literally had turned it into a greenhouse.
I did, yeah. Their whole place kind of was utilized at one point. I was just talking to the garden club, and I kind of had that realization of, wow, my parents must have thought I was crazy, and I can't believe they let me do that. But you're right. I had the whole backyard tilled up. I had the basement turned into a cooler. You know, I had, you know, water supply and washing on the side of the house. And it was, a big utilization of their house. So.
But on the other hand, as a parent, I think, my God, you were passionate about farming. I mean, you went on to Orono. You got your degree, not only in sustainable agriculture, but economics.
Yeah.
I mean, and my knowledge of farming is that it can be a tough business economically.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think you're right. I think my parents saw the passion.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, you know, kind of calmed them down about, you know, all the excitement in the house when I was starting out. And you know, they knew it wasn't going to be, you know, an easy way to start making a living. And so they wanted to be as supportive as they could. And they certainly were. They went above and beyond, you know, what I feel like, you know, any parent should. They're
probably still finding seeds in their basement. Right?
Oh, yeah. We're still cleaning out stuff from a couple of years ago. So,
yeah.
And then while I was starting out, went to school at UMaine for agriculture. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of us. I tell people they're in the sustainable ag class graduating. There are only two other kids that were graduating with that major.
Yeah, and what does that mean, sustainable ag?
Sustainable ag. So the University of Maine tried to put a blanket statement on their agriculture course, and that is the big focus in agriculture nowadays is sustainability, meaning that, you know, agriculture on the land that you're using can be done for years and years to come, you know, and that was a big focus on how to, you know, keep your land in production, how not to lose it to erosion, and how not to, like, ruin your soils. Because over, you know, the development of America, that's a lot of what has happened. We've seen a lot of good farmland, you know, become eroded or wash away. So they're, the big focus in agriculture today is, you know, how do we make sure we're building soils, and how do we make sure that we're going to be able to do this, you know, soil wise, you know, and environmentally wise, mm-hmm. as well as financially for, you know, hundreds of years to come. So,
and of course, the other angle to sustainability is we know we're getting more and more people and we need more and more food. And yet the opportunities to grow food are becoming less and less.
Right. Yeah. Right. I would agree. And I would say there's, you know, there is fewer people getting into agriculture. And, you know, and there is, just like it always has been, there is some, you know, development of ag land going on. But, you know, farmland trusts, you know, plays a big part in that mm-hmm. in trying to keep as much land and into open tillable land as they can. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's good that we have programs like that.
Yeah, it's a nice, I'm glad you brought up Farmland Trust, and the listeners might remember we did an interview with Farmland Trust last year about that program. It is important. And you know, bringing it on home for somebody considering going into farming, do you mm-hmm. recommend it? I mean, you're well into it now. You've been at it for 10 years or better.
Yeah, farming in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would recommend it.
It's hard work.
It's hard work, yeah, and I would say it's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. I'd say you really have to have a passion for it, because if you don't really care about agriculture, it's going to wear you down pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's kind of one of the things that keeps me going in it. You know, throughout a season, you always have the ups and downs, and sometimes the downs can feel, you know, pretty bad, mm-hmm. you know, when things wash out, or, you know, you get a bad rain or something, or it's too hot, and there's, you know, you can't control things. And
Nature does its thing,
you know, and it takes its toll on you. And the thing in the back of my mind that keeps me there is, you know, do I want to be doing something else? And the answer is always, no, I like what I do, you know, and it might be hard sometimes, but there's also other great times, you know, and then those outweigh the bad times. And, you know, and it keeps me feeling good about what I do.
And I remember back in, I think it was right around 2009, we talked, you know, last, and I haven't asked you this question. When do you find time to even date anybody? You're a high school young buck, you know, young, and you basically the answer was you don't. Your dates are the crops that you're trying to get. To.
Yeah.
But hopefully that's changed for you. But But anyway, I think it's important, and what you're doing is important. But let's talk a little bit more about shares and the way it works these days, because. Yeah. I don't think a lot of I know I'm not up to speed on the latest. You're doing greenhousing, so you're extending your seasons, starting earlier and going later.
Right.
Right now, for example, if I were to get into a share program with you, how would it work? Soup to nuts.
So I guess the lowdown on it would be that people sign up for a share to be delivered, so a box of produce to be delivered weekly.
And these are cool boxes, by the
way. Yeah, right. These are made in Maine, wooden boxes. Yeah. You know, we try to get as much local source stuff as we can. And
FarmerKev.com. You can see the boxes on FarmerKev.com.
Exactly. Yeah, great picture of them. And so basically you sign up ahead of time. You let us know when you want delivery, whether it's for the spring, the summer, fall, or winter. And
you can choose your season, or you can take the whole year.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, you can do either one. And then,
so if you're a local farmer and you got something going, you know you're going to have a lot of your own stuff coming in August. You just not have the share program that
right. Yes. Season. Yeah. And we got a lot of people that have gardens. A lot of people enjoy gardening, even though they have our farm shares. Mm-hmm. And generally they like to get from us what they can't, you know, grow themselves. They don't have room for, you know, or they just sometimes they want to take a year off. But yeah, we deliver, you know, throughout the weeks that you sign up for, and it's whatever's in season. So, you know, in the spring, there's a lot of greens, you know, lettuce and spinach, you know, mm-hmm. radishes, peas. And then you get into the summer with all the typical crops, tomatoes, corn, cucumbers. Yeah. And then the fall gets into, you know, your winter squashes, potatoes, beets. Mm-hmm. And then the winter kind of goes back into almost a spring type share of a lot of greens and some storage crops like potatoes and beets. Mm-hmm. So we grow it all ourselves, and but we have started to bring in some other farms that, you know, of items that we don't do, you know, like meats and dairy products.
Okay.
So
again, all with the idea of organic and holistic and sustainable.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Local guys trying to find people that are closest to us, and just made in Maine products. So mm-hmm.